Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is the day that the Lamb goes uncomplaining forth. From outside the city of Jerusalem into the city, hailed with cries of Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel, to just 5 days later being taken back outside the city to be nailed to a cross. It is a change of events that many have struggled to understand. How could the crowds gather in praise and adoration one day and then demand his crucifixion just a few days later? It's hard to know. Some suggest it was just two different crowds. A crowd that worshipped him on Palm Sunday, and a crowd that was stirred up by the chief priests and Pharisees and elders on Friday. It's also possible that when Jesus came into Jerusalem, he didn't do what they expected him to do. It was, after all, during Holy Week that Jesus went into the temple, but he didn't go in there to throw out the Roman soldiers. No, he threw out his own Jewish people, the money changers and those selling and buying inside the temple. Perhaps that was enough to change their attitudes. But we can see ourselves in those two different reactions because indeed we are all sinful by nature. And yet redeemed by the blood of Jesus and filled with his Holy Spirit, so that one day cries of Hosanna can be on our lips, and the next moment unspeakable evil can come forth from our own hearts. It is the mystery of our sinful nature. The crowds on that Palm Sunday, they're right to worship Jesus, and Jesus does not stop them. The words they say about him are indeed true. Hosanna, which means save we pray, or help we pray. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. And indeed, Jesus is the King. He is the one to help and save the people. He is the one to rule over them as king. And as we read later in the Palm Sunday gospel we heard at the start of the service, they gathered that day because they had heard of him raising Lazarus from the dead. Who doesn't want a king like that? One who saves his people and one who brings the dead back to life. Regardless of how things turned from Palm Sunday to Good Friday, one thing is clear. Only Jesus is the Lamb to go into Jerusalem to be taken back out as the sacrifice. He is the Lamb, the uncomplaining Lamb that goes forth to be the once for all sacrifice for every crowd, for Jew and Gentile, for every person in history, including you and me. There couldn't be crowds that went with Jesus to his cross. Even his own disciples fled. It could only be him. And indeed it was. This Friday, we'll hear the Passion reading according to St. John, where our Palm Sunday gospel came from. And in that Passion account, Jesus is speaking with Pilate. And he tells Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." In other words, Jesus is a king, but not necessarily the king that Jerusalem wanted. And let's be honest, not always the king that you and I want. But he is the king we need. We need a king who can raise the dead. Because that is, after all, our common enemy. The thing that assaults us day in and day out. It's death. Death and the sin it manifests in our own lives. Death and that crawl we each make day by day towards a grave of our own. Death is what stares us in the face whenever Satan and sin and evil are all at work. We need a king who raises the dead. We need a king who hears the cries of Hosanna. Save, we pray. Help, we pray. And indeed, Jesus is that king. His kingdom is not of this world, but thanks be to God for you and me, his kingdom is found here in the world. Because the good news of Jesus crucified, risen, and coming again for you and me is something that worldly ears hear right now in this moment, in this place. Jesus rules in a kingdom that is not of the world, but is in it. He reigns and rules over you as the one who hears your cries of Hosanna. Save us, we pray. Help us, we pray. He is the king who raises the dead. But not until he alone gives himself into death and is raised himself. He is the king that dies so that he might never die again. He is the king who does this so that though you die, you will never die again. This kingdom that is not of this world, this king of Israel who calls us to be adopted into this Israel, to be his chosen holy people, reigns and rules in ways that are often not what we want, but thanks be to God, they are what we need. He is the king who works through suffering, who works through death, who works through the grave by conquering all of it. Dear Christians, there is not a single enemy that you face that has not been overcome by the King who raises the dead. And it is not too early, though it is Palm Sunday and Easter is 1 week away, it is not too early to give thanks to God that Jesus is risen from the dead. He is the one who raises Lazarus. He is the one who was raised himself, and he is the one who will raise you. It is not too early to hear the words that are found in Isaiah 25 and quoted by Paul in 1 Corinthians 15. Death is swallowed up in victory. That is the kind of king that rode into Israel on Palm Sunday. The king who goes by himself to suffer and die. But he remains the king who raises the dead. The one who has power over the true enemies of God's people. Not Romans or Pharisees or chief priests. He reigns and rules over death. He crushes the head of the serpent, the devil. He sheds his blood so that sin is paid in full. And so we join the crowds in Jerusalem on the first Palm Sunday in adding our hosannas. Save us, we pray, Lord. Reign over us as king, the one who conquers the dead, the one who even now and for always lives and reigns forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.